Father, we are so grateful this morning that you have gathered us together once again to worship and praise you, to bless your name, to listen to the words that you have to say to us. Father, we ask you that you would have your way. We know that your will be accomplished this morning in each of our lives as we listen to you. Father, in this hour, may we ever draw closer to you into a more intimate relationship, that your Spirit will use us in allowing the light of the glory of God to shine out into this creation, that every man may see and hear your words and come to know the joy that we know. Amen. I know for the last couple of times we've gathered together, we've been talking about the body of Christ. And I was thinking this morning, this whole week, about the word edifying, how that everything is to be done to edify or to build up the body of Christ. When you really begin to look at the Word of God and what Jesus taught us and what God teaches us, even the foundational truths, the simple foundational truths of God's Word, to love God, to love one another, and that everything we do in word and in deed is to edify or to build up the body of Christ. You know, those are the simple truths that are passed on from revelation to revelation. The foundational principles we never outgrow or we never leave behind. But I often think of what is said, that when we should be teachers, we have need that somebody teach us. And I really think that is one of the failures, if there has been a failure, that is one of the failures of the, and for lack of another word, the denominational churches or the regular churches, is that there has been a failure to teach the simplistic gospel or the simplistic truths or the simple truths that Jesus taught us in the Sermon on the Mount. You know, in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, how he taught us that, you know, if you go a mile, go 2 miles. If somebody hits you on one cheek, turn the other cheek. The simple things of dealing with one another and of spiritual growth, how that when we come to God, we are babies and we grow in the grace and the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. And how much of that has been just pushed aside for the convenience that if I don't like you or a group of us don't like what's going on in our church, we'll go down the road and we'll build our own church. Instead of learning that God has given us certain teachings in dealing with each other. And as I was thinking about that this week, the verses in 2 Corinthians 5, chapter 5, came to mind. And starting with verse 18. And I'm going to read this out of the Amplified. He says, but all things are from God. Thinking, or the thought just came to my mind, we've been purchased with a price. Paul said, know you not, you are the temple, the dwelling place of God. You've been purchased with the blood of Jesus. You're not your own. So why, and in Ephesians he says, your warfare is not in flesh and blood. You're not fighting against flesh and blood. So if I'm not my own, then why am I ever trying to protect myself or my little space or what I believe? You know, the fact of the matter is, there, as we said a while ago, there's simple, basic teachings that everybody believes. That Jesus Christ is the Son of God, that He died on the cross. But unless we accept the totality of what each one believes, We want to fight or try to prop up what we believe. And I'm going to say, why does it matter if we believe the basic foundational truths of God's Word? That day is coming when every man will see the reality of God's Word and revelation and will be changed and transformed into the image of Him. So in the ending of it all, it is all going to be taken care of. But what God is doing, and what we have said over and over again, what God is doing now is in our personal lives, and more especially and specifically, it is in our mind. We are being transformed, metamorphosed by the renewing of our mind. That is the renewing of the way we think, reason, and contemplate and see God. We are a spiritual being, and God is bringing us back into that place where we came out from, in Himself. And in this, the first statement, He says, but all things are from God. All things are from God. He created all things, and there was nothing that was created that was not created by Him and for Him. Everything that was created by God and for God, and who hath. Now that's a past tense word. Who through Jesus Christ reconciled unto Himself, received us into favor, brought us into harmony with Him. See, God reconciled, brought us to favor, received us into harmony with Him. And not only that, but then He gave us the ministry of reconciliation, that we might bring others into harmony with Him. So, you see, it's all of God. God looked at creation and said, it's good, it's very good, the work that He had done. And in Genesis 3:15, in the beginning, right after the man had disobeyed God, he laid down, he says, I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed, and it shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. He promised a Messiah in the beginning. See, it was all taken care of. I think sometimes we get hung up on... I don't think we do. I changed that. I think the church does. On the semantics of everything and on the teaching of everything, and ministry is to blame. That if you don't do this and do that and do the other, then you're going to bust hell wide open. That's the teaching. You know, it's a do religion. You got to be in church Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night, or every time the doors open, well, you're going to bust hell wide open. And if by fact or some slip of your life you do something that's contrary to God's Word, you've lost your salvation, you're lost, you're undone, you have to go back and do it all over again. But I don't believe that. I believe once you've come to know God, there is no such thing as backsliding from that. You may not be in that close relationship with Him, but you're still His child. You're still a child of the living God. So not only has He reconciled the world to Himself, but He's given to us the ministry of reconciliation. And that is absolutely the ministry of the manifested Son of God, is to reconcile the world back to God. Jesus came and paid the price. He finished the work that He came to do. And the Bible says the glory of the Lord shall cover the earth. What earth? This earth that we are, as the waters covers the sea. That every man, every knee shall bow, and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. That is it. So in verse 19, he says, to wit, or reading it from the Amplified, it says it was God personally present in Christ, reconciling and restoring the world to favor with himself, not counting on and holding against men their trespasses, but canceling them and committing unto us the ministry or the message of reconciliation, of restoration to storing. See, God did not and does not and will not keep a record. Man says he does. But he said right here he doesn't keep a record, but that he has restored the world to favor to himself. It was God in Christ reconciling the world to himself, not keeping a record of their trespasses, and has committed unto us the word of reconciliation. And in verse 20 it says, now then we are ambassadors for Christ. We all know what an ambassador is. You know, you read these things here, and as a child of God, we are ambassadors from that spirit realm. That's what an ambassador is. An ambassador for the United States comes from the United States to be a representative of the United States in a foreign country. Well, we are ambassadors of that spiritual realm, that spirit realm, into this natural age to reveal the nature of our God into creation. He says, we are ambassadors as for Christ, as through God did beseech you by us. We pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled unto God. So then we are Christ's ambassadors, God making his appeal as it were through us. And that's what we've said all the time. God speaking, the manifested Son of God, speaking God's word into creation. We, as Christ's personal representatives, beg you for his sake to lay hold of the divine favor now offered unto you and be reconciled to God. You see, and in verse 21 it says, for our sakes he made Christ virtually to be sin, who knew no sin, so that in him and through him we might become endued with, viewed as being in, and examples of the righteousness of God, what we ought to be, approved and acceptable and in right relationship with him by his goodness. You know, the fact of the matter is that I'm not my own. I'm not my own. I'm not a representative of my own self. I'm a representative of God into creation. The fact of what it does to me, they persecuted Christ. They rejected Christ. They're going to do the same thing to us. But as I was thinking about this thing this week, I thought, you know, there are so many things that we can share that we don't have to get into the controversial things. That's why they're foundational principles that God laid out and revealed to us in the beginning that does not disappear as he reveals deeper truths and bring us closer to him. There's so many levels that we can share on with others that does not cause division. And there is too much division in the body of Christ in this hour. Every denomination causes the division because they're not just like the other one, and they're always out there trying to get somebody to come to their church to be a part of their denomination, and they reject everything else. But you and I, as Christ ambassadors in this world, are responsible to give out His love, His mercy into creation and His word into creation, and not to bring division, because a house divided against itself will fall. You know, I've seen people that had a brother-in-law, and that's what he wanted to do. Everybody he came up with, he was always sharing the new thing that he had just heard. And it caused division. But you know, it doesn't matter. We do not have to share out of the deep revelation that God has given us, except when we're together. But this world that we're living in today, needs to see the light of the glory of God shining into the dark crevices of this world. This world needs to hear about a God who was in Christ reconciling itself unto God, reconciling the world, that God Himself was virtually in Christ reconciling the world unto Himself. This world today needs to hear that God does not keep a record of our sins and our transgressions. This world needs to hear that Jesus Christ paid the price for sin on the cross of Calvary. This world needs to see the love of God in action in a people in this world today. We have looked at our political climate in this world today, the division, even down to the hatred that is portrayed between the two parties. And we can go a step further than that. And we can see even down to the hatred that is betrayed between denominations. And more especially when you have a revelation as we have. People, first of all, before anything else, call you a heretic. This world needs to see the unconditional, unadulterated love of God in action toward it. God created all things, and all things are of God and came out from God. This is not my ministry. This is not anything that I own or that we own. We did not ask to be where we are today. We did not go seeking to be different from anyone else. It was God that chose us in Himself before the foundation of the world. That at an appointed day and time, He was going to take a veil off of our eyes. Hallelujah. And He was going to reveal unto us the truth that Jesus Christ died for the sins of the whole world. And that in the ending and consummation of the age of ages, was going to gather all back unto Himself. That there would be no such thing as a rapture or a catching out of this world. But He had a people that was going to be manifested as a sun in the earth to declare the Word of God into creation. We didn't choose that. God chose that. And I believe in this hour, as we said a few years ago, that God has called us and separated us apart and set us in our little huts to bring us into that personal, intimate relationship with Himself. That in you and I, His light is going to shine into creation. That through us, this world is going to see the love and the mercy of a God who created it from the beginning. The reconciliation has already been done and paid for. He has reconciled us back into the Father. But in this hour, in this day, I was sitting thinking one day and the word came to me that if you want to see a true move of God in any church or gathering or any place, let each individual begin to be an expression of the unconditional love of God. That absolutely will bring about the power and the manifestation of God in any group in the world. No matter where they are or where they're living or what revelation they're living in. Because I believe that those simple teachings of God must be in us if we expect to be a part of that manifestation. And I do believe at this hour that that's why God is sending out the trumpet sounding for a personal relationship with Himself. I believe that is extraordinarily important in this hour. God is not going to manifest a son in this earth that is half done or half through. But He is bringing about a people all over this world in little groups as we meet. He is bringing about a people line by line and precept by precept into that relationship with Himself that is changing our understanding and our thinking. That we don't have to blurt out what we believe to all creation. We don't have to put our pearls before the swine. That He, as Paul said, I am to all men. I can, you know, I forget exactly how I put it, but I am all things to all men. In other words, putting it in our words today, we meet creation on the level that they're on. If their only revelation is salvation, then we can sit down with them and fellowship with them on that principle of salvation. If their only level is Pentecostal, we can relate on that level. That wherever they are, we can share out of the realm of the Spirit on that level. And I have found that even those that do not believe as I believe, they recognize the life of the Christ that lives in each one of us. And beloved, that Son of God that is manifested in the earth is going to be the expression of God in the earth. The very expression of God in the earth. And it's going to be a people that have come to the place where that they know and we know that there is nothing in ourselves that we can do or that we have to share into creation. That if God doesn't speak, then we hold our mouth. We hold our tongue and we don't speak. If God speaks, we speak that word that He speaks and we speak it out into creation. And it will perform the work that God has sent it to perform. That is the confidence that we have in. When we hear Him speak, we know that that word is going to be performed into creation. So God has done the work of reconciliation. And He has given us the ministry of reconciliation. And the first part of that ministry is bringing individuals to come to know who they are in God. The birthing process, or the new birth as it's called in many circles, is showing them not the judgment of God, but that God has already reconciled them. That God's already brought them reconciliation. And what does He say? He only says that if you believe in your heart that God hath raised Him from the dead and confess Jesus Christ as Son of God, you shall be saved. He doesn't say that if you join a church. He doesn't say if you subscribe to a certain rules or beliefs or whatever. Those are the simple truths. We share out of the realm that we walk in. And that realm that we walk in is the reality of who Christ is and His love and His mercy into creation. He's already reconciled us. God's going to bring about, and I believe it's sooner than we think, the manifestation of His Son in the earth. And I believe that that trumpet and that call is going out in this hour to come up higher, to allow the Spirit of God to bring us higher. Look, I have nothing to lose. All I have is to gain. We have nothing to lose. There's absolutely nothing behind us but death and destruction. But the glory, hallelujah, and the light of God that is shining before us, that day that began in night turned into the dawn, as a sun has risen to a noonday position, the glory and the brightness of the revelation of God in us that is bringing us into a higher dimension of spirit, that is transforming, metamorphosing the way we think, our mind, bringing us into that place, to that place where spirit will be fused with soul, and we will become one in God, with God, and we will put on this incorruption and this immortality and be manifested in the earth as a corporate Son of God to bring creation to the place of total reconciliation to God, where that everyone will come to know Him and know who He is. That day is coming. It's not a fallacy. It's not a story. It's not a fable. It's a reality that God is birthing a son in the earth in this day. It's a reality that the work that He's doing is not an outward work. It's not, we sometimes people get upset because, well, you don't have people looking, well, you've nothing. You don't have a big mega church. You don't have a great big church. You don't even have a church. You don't even have a building. You know, they get upset. You're not a church. What is this thing you're talking about? But it's the Davids that are down in the pastors that are taking care of the sheep. It's those that God is dealing with individually, that God is teaching individually, that God has drawn aside individually, that when that day comes, they'll look at it with awe and say, wow, we didn't know such a thing was taking place. But oh, they will listen when that son speaks, because that son is going to speak with the authority of God. And the words that that corporate son speaks is going to bring about a release from the curse and the death and the law that this creation has been under all these years. What glory that God has in store, not only for us, but for all creation. And so as we are going day by day, we tend to want to look at what's around us. We want to look at the external things. We want to look at the things that are not going our way or the things that are happening in our lives and allow those things to discourage us. But beloved, that's not who we are. We are not of this world. I declare that as Jesus did. You are not of this world. You're in the world, but you're not a part of the world. You are a spirit being that is a part of that God-like expression that He is bringing out into the earth. You came out from God. You're being processed through God. And now we're returning back into God. We are spirit beings that God has called in this hour to be a part of a first fruit company that is going to be manifested as a son in this earth. So, what are we to do? You know, I can't change my mind. But what I can do, I can get alone. I can meditate on God. I can think on God. I can meditate on His Word. I can allow the Holy Spirit as I do that to teach me. You know, we've not received the ultimate revelations. God is not out of revelations. It's not happened. His Word is being revealed in the earth every day. And He's going to do that to you and I. And what a glory it is that He has called us to this hour, to be a part of what He's doing this hour. That, you know, you look back and you look at the 1900s, a glorious manifestation of God in Pentecost and in the 40s and in the 60s and 70s and all the glory that went with those things. And what do you see? You see an outward expression of something. But I'm going to tell you something. This is an hour when there is no outward expression of what God is doing right now. With the exception of, you and I are going to be our loving creation unconditionally. There is no outward manifestation of this move of God right now. But there will be. There's coming a day when God's going to take the veil off. When He's going to remove the cover. And He's going to say to creation, look at what I have accomplished. He's going to manifest a son in the earth. And that son, though it's a corporate son of many members, hallelujah, is going to speak with one voice and one word that is going to come out of that son to set creation free. Be no big eyes and little U's, but it'll be a son, a corporate son of God that is manifested in the earth. And we thank you, Lord. We bless you for all of the glory that you're going to bring upon this earth through your son that is going to be manifested in the earth. Amen.